Welcome to King's College Chapel in Taunton. You join us for an Advent service led by the school chaplain, Father Mark Smith, and the Parents and Friends Choir led by Christopher Holmes.
Welcome to you all this evening on this Advent Sunday. First, we light the first of our Advent candles. We light this first candle to remind us of all God's people always preparing for Jesus to come among them. He will teach us his way so that we may walk in his paths. Jesus says, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. Lord, help us to be ready to serve you, to follow you, and to know you, so our lives will reflect your love. And now the special collect for Advent Sunday. Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and to put on the armor of light, now in the time of this mortal life, in which your Son, Jesus Christ, came to us in great humility, that on the last day, when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge the living and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal. Through him who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Reading from the Gospel according to St. Luke, the birth of Jesus foretold. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. Here ends the lesson.
Rise.
I'm always wary of using the word countless, as in she's been in countless films, or he scored countless runs, or they've made countless millions. The word countless always makes me think to myself, really, countless? We live in an information age. Too often, the word countless is simply a cipher that really means I'm feeling too lazy to be bothered to do the research and check all the facts. Countless. So I say with some trepidation that the following prayer has been prayed literally countless times. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. This famous prayer is inspired in part by Gabriel's greeting to Mary in the Gospel of Luke. And another core section of the prayer, blessed art thou amongst women and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, is found a few verses later in Luke's Gospel. And of course the Hail Mary is the central part of the Rosary. And I would not like to even begin to estimate how many Christians have prayed this prayer repeatedly through the centuries. It's popular both in the Roman Catholic tradition and in the Eastern Orthodox tradition, and of course in our Anglican Church. And the Catholic Encyclopedia says that there is little or no trace of this prayer before about 1050. And the popularity of the prayer in the last 1,000 years, of course, has made up for the lost time of the prayer's absence in the early millennium, the first millennium. Prayer is also known as the Ave Maria, the Latin for Hail Mary. Now, I had a friend at theological college, an Anglo-Catholic. He kept an icon of the Virgin Mary beside his bed. We were all single at that time. And I had another friend who was an evangelical, and he seemed to have a conception of the history of the church, which starts with Jesus, continued for about a century, and then skipped 1,500 years to the Reformation, and then continued until the present. Well, that's the way I saw it anyway. And once he asked our Anglo-Catholic friend to teach him the Hail Mary. And he said the words were familiar because they were in the Bible. But less familiar, he said, were the practices, such as praying through a saint or invoking a powerful female image or repeating rote prayers. These were unfamiliar to him. And he said the words of the Hail Mary helped him, actually, because it invited him to take the communion of the saints seriously. A doctrine, of course, that teaches us that we all have communion with one another as Christians. In a sense, we are all saints. But also, we have a connection with those who have gone before us through the centuries. That communion is wider than just those we know and see around us in the world of the living. And he said it was comforting when he realized the implications of what it meant to ask someone else to pray for us now and at the hour of our death. He said he'd been raised in worship services that were dominated by men, male leadership, male voices, masculine imagery. And he was drawn by the imagery of Mary. The fruit of thy womb. He noticed she was not full of power, but full of grace. Hail Mary, full of grace. And the prayer spoke not of God the Father in this instance, but of the Mother of God. What stunning words, Mother of God. And our friend was also accustomed to extemporary prayers, improvised prayers on the spot, which are never heard again. And in contrast, this prayer had been prayed countless times. So as vital as I believe it to be open to experiencing God anew in the 21st century, we also need to bring the best of our history with us as we practice our faith. Our invitation this Advent Sunday is to slowly sink into God's presence, like a womb, always within us, with us, and around us. Advent is a gestation period, a pregnant pause as we wait for the birth. We're invited to slow down, hold our space, and see what God is birthing among us. A helpful philosophy to start slowly so that later we're able to slow down. In the wake of all the consumerism, Black Friday, all this sort of thing, we're increasingly pressured to save the economy by buying more and more Christmas presents. And the 4 weeks of Advent are a contrasting reminder. Jesus was not born to be the patron saint of the economy. And as we anticipate the feast of the Nativity, our invitation is to slow down, open our eyes in wonder, and expectantly wait for what is already being born. Amen.
Thank you. A reading from the letter to the Romans. Let no debt remain outstanding, except the continuing debt to love one another. For whoever loves others has fulfilled the law. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and whatever other command there may be, are summed up in this one command: love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfillment of the law. And do this, understanding the present time, the hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Here ends the lesson.
Non originale, stai vergine, non tu fiera.
Rio, Rio.
Cristo patriarca de carne vestido, a nos redimido con sehete chiquito, anche ran finito, finito se hiciera.
Rio, rio, cio, in lago, tra ribera,
tua squadra e l'ho,
muchas profecías lo han profetizado, y uno de nuestros días lo hemos alcanzado. A deshumanado vemos en el suelo, y al hombre en cielo, porque en la sierra.
Río, río, chío, lago, da ribera.
Dios cuando
el lobo, de nuestra cantera.
Dios cuando
el lobo,
pesque ya tenemos lo que deseamos, todas juntas vamos, presentes llevemos, todas la daremos nuestra voluntad, pues así la largo en el hombre viniera.
Río, río, chío, la pata libera.
Dios
cuando
el lobo
de nuestra
frontera. Dios cuando el lobo.
Let us pray. In joyful expectation of his coming to our aid, we pray to Jesus. Come to your church as Lord and Judge. Help us to live in the light of your coming and give us a longing for your kingdom. Come to your world as King of the nations. Before you, rulers will stand in silence. Come to the suffering as Saviour and Comforter. Break into our lives where we struggle with sickness and distress, and set us free to serve you forever. Come to us as Shepherd and Guardian of our souls. Give us, with all the faithful departed, a share in your victory over evil and death. Come from heaven, Lord Jesus, with power and great glory. Lift us up to meet you, that with Mary and Andrew and all your saints and angels, we may live and reign with you in your new creation. Amen.
Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you this Advent tide and always. Amen.
You've been listening to an Advent service from the Chapel of King's College in Taunton, led by the school chaplain, Father Mark Smith. We would like to thank the headmaster for allowing us to broadcast this programme, which is a Ten Radio production. The editor was Anton Matthews.